The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure and privilege to welcome you to God's presence this evening. I know that none of us here will return back the same in the name of Jesus. We want to thank God for the privilege given to us to see the last Wednesday in the month of March. To God alone be all the glory. I say to God alone be all the glory. Wisdom for valuable living, part 4. Wisdom for valuable living, part 4. How many of us have been blessed by this series since it started? If you have been blessed, can you shout a big hallelujah? And I trust God that He's going to bless you again this evening in Jesus' name. I'll do a brief rundown of what we have been going through in the last 3 weeks. We have been looking at wisdom for valuable living, lessons from the successful. It's important that we look at examples, because examples always shows us what to do for us to be the next testimony. When you look at an example, it's very easy to solve a question. When you look at an example that has already been solved before, there is no challenge in solving your own challenge or your own problems, because the example shows us what to do. And we have been looking at these lessons, and so far we have taken how many lessons? How many have we taken so far? 3. 11 lessons. God bless you. Lesson number 1 that we have been looking at is be devoted and committed to God always. Anybody that wants to be successful in life must be devoted. And he or she must be committed. Must be committed to God. And it must be a continuous commitment. Number 2 lesson is that you must be teachable. You must be teachable. You must be teachable. Any man or woman that will be successful must be a person that must be teachable. Number 3 lesson that we have looked at in the last few weeks is that you must be a problem solver. The more you solve problems, the more you become valuable in life. Your value is attached to the problems you can solve. I said doctors are solving the problems of healthcare. Teachers are solving the problems of education. Tailors are solving the problems of sewing clothes. So everyone has a problem around him or her that he or she can solve to make he or she valuable. Number 4 lesson that we have looked at is that you must be prayerful. Only a prayerful man or woman can become successful. Looking at the life of Daniel, Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, where Daniel, despite the fact that he knew that they had written that anybody that praises any other god or serves any other god will be killed, he still went on his knees 3 times a day, opened his window, and he started to praise and to pray unto God. And this he did on a daily basis. Number 5 lesson that we have learned is you must associate correctly. Any man or woman that wants to be successful must associate correctly. Choose your friends wisely. I said it's a fool that is a friend of everybody. If you are going to ever be successful, you must choose who will be your friend. When I see your friend, I can determine who you are. When I know who you associate with closely, it is very easy to say who you really are. And number 6 is always give glory to God for everything happening in your life. For the business you have, for the marriage you have, for the children you have, for your beauty, for your handsomeness. It's important that we always return the glory back to God. Always learn to return the glory back to God. Number 7 that we learned, lesson number 7 is be faithful in service. Anywhere you are serving, be faithful. If you are the boss, be faithful to your people under you. If you are not the boss, you are serving under somebody, then be faithful to the person. Be faithful and loyal. Let loyalty and faithfulness be the order of the day of your life. then you have signed up to be successful in life. The more faithful you are, the more successful you come. There's a difference between faithfulness and faithfulness. Many are faithful, are not faithful. But I pray that the spirit of faithfulness comes upon everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. Number 8 lesson is invest in others or love others. Only those that love others can become valuable in life. If you don't love people, there's no way you can be a successful person. The more you love people, the more God blesses you. The more you cannot claim you love God when you don't love human beings. This, amongst other things, were said extensively in that particular class. And of course, number 9 lesson is courage and boldness. If you are ever going to become valuable, you need courage. I showed us the example from the scripture of how a man like you and I went into the lion's den and came back without a scratch. I also showed you how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went inside the burning fiery furnace and came back without a single touch on their... Even their clothes did not smell of fire. A man like you and I, entered into lion's den and came out without the lion touching him or her. And the people that threw him there eventually were thrown inside that place and their bones were broken. That is how the bones of your enemy shall be broken today. That is how the bones of your enemy shall be broken today. If I were you, I would say a good amen. Amen. Number 10. Wisdom for valuable living is don't be a materialistic person. Don't live only for material things. Don't be the kind of person that cannot serve except there's a monetary reward. Don't be a kind of person that you say, I can't do anything except there's something in it for me. Don't let everything about you be about money. Don't let everything about you just be about material gain. Donate yourself to the service of the world. Serve God. Serve God and serve humanity. And then you will see yourself becoming valuable. And the things that we are actually pursuing will begin to pursue us. And number 11, where I stopped last week, is excellence. Every man or woman that will become valuable must be excellent. Everything you do must be done excellently. If you are sewing, sew excellently. If you are a mechanic, be your mechanic excellently. If you are a pastor, let it be done excellently. Every of your assignment must be done with excellence. As a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a mother, let it be done excellently. To God alone be all the glory. Is somebody ready for tonight? If you are ready, shout a big hallelujah. Go ahead very quickly and we conclude this series tonight. Lesson number 12 for valuable existence is be a spiritual person and not a carnal person. Romans chapter 8 verse 6 to 7. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 6 to 7. Be a spiritual person and not a carnal person. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh can never please God. Daniel was a highly spiritual man. Daniel was not a pastor. Daniel was not a bishop or a reverend. Daniel was an administrator. He was not a man that was involved in the ministry directly in terms of being at a higher power or higher echelon in ministry. But he was a very, very spiritual man. He saw visions. He saw revelations. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. The book of Daniel chapter 7, verse 1 and verse 2. The Bible says, and in the first year of Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my visions by night, and behold, the four wings of the heavens strove upon the great sea. Daniel was a man of visions. He was a man that had access to the things that were secret. The things that are hitherto hidden from man were exposed to Daniel. The Bible speaking about how we can access dreams and revelations. About how dreams and revelations are revealed to us and to our children. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel was a man of dreams and revelation. He had access to what others did not have access to. He had access to unusual revelation. And my prayer for somebody here tonight is that you will access unusual dreams and revelation. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Daniel was a man of unusual dreams and unusual revelation. He was spiritual. He had access to things that were hitherto hidden. He had access to things that were hitherto secrets. And there are some people here tonight, secrets will be revealed unto you. I say secrets will be revealed unto you. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Every man that is spiritual is a man that has access to secrets. Every man that is spiritual is a man that has access to secrets. And the more secrets you have access to, the more of heaven that you can access. And there are some people here tonight, great secrets shall be accessed by you. If I were you, I would say louder amen. If I were you, I would say louder amen. Our God is a God that loves to reveal secrets. And to you tonight, he's going to reveal secrets. Signs of spirituality. What are the signs that shows that a person is spiritual? What are the signs that shows that a person is spiritual? Number one is deep love for God. Deep love for God. Deep love for... Somebody say deep love for God. Deep love for God. A man that is spiritual is a man that has deep love. Deep love. Deep love for God. Also, another sign that you are spiritual is you are meek. Meek and quietness. A meek and quiet spirit is a sign of spirituality. A meek and quiet spirit is a sign of spirituality. It's a sign of spirituality. It's a sign of spirituality. Also, number three, sign of spirituality is love for God's house and kingdom matters. Love for God's house and kingdom matters. Love for God's house and kingdom matters. Love for God's house and kingdom. There's somebody here today. God will grant you that grace in the name of Jesus. I say, God will grant you that grace in the name of Jesus. Grace to love God and his house will be released to you tonight in Jesus' name. Also, another sign of spirituality is love for the word of God and prayer. Any man or woman that loves God and loves prayer shows spirituality. It shows that you are a spiritual person. The love for God and love for spirituality shows, it shows from there, it shows from there that you're a spiritual person. Signs of carnality. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 3. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3 shows us some of the signs of spirituality. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying, strife, divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men. Signs of carnality, number one is pride. Number two is envying. Number three is division. Number one sign of carnality is pride. Number two sign is envy. Number three sign is division. Number four is strife. Fighting. There was no account of Daniel involved in all these things. And this was the reason why God loved him so much. And God decided to reveal himself to him. Somebody's here tonight. God will reveal himself to you. I say God will reveal himself to you. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? There is a connection between your spirituality and your value in life. The more spiritual you are, the more valuable you become. And there is a connection between your spirituality and your value in life. Also, you can't invest in your spiritual life. That is, these are things to note. Number one, note. There is a connection between your spirituality and your value in life. Number two is that you can't invest in spirituality and waste in life. You can't invest in spirituality and waste in life. It's not possible for you to invest in spirituality and waste in life. Somebody is here tonight, you will never waste in life. I say you will never waste in life. I say you will never waste in life. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? So, number four is a robust spiritual life will always result in a glorious life on earth and eternity. A robust spiritual life will always result in value on earth and a glorious eternity. Galatians chapter 6 verse 8. Galatians chapter 6 verse 8. For he that sweareth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sweareth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap everlasting life. So when you are a person that sows only to your flesh, all your investment is on clothes. All your investment is on makeup and eyelashes. All your investment is on wristwatch. I told you the story some time ago. I had a friend when I was working in one of the banks. When they give us money and then we sit down together to plan what we are going to use our money for, he will tell me, oh, I will buy land, I will do this. By the following day, when he comes back, he will come back with two bags of guinea. And he will say, I just bought more than 25 pieces of guinea. I have more than 40 kinds of wristwatch. My shoes, I have more than 70 pairs of shoes. And he will begin to boast, and within 3 days, the money has finished. That's one of the heaviest signs of carnality. Everything, every asset. You can never, I remember at that time in our church, they were building an auditorium. And they told us to sow our 1 month salary in that particular month to the building project. And we did it. And then somehow he got to know. And he said, these pastors have washed your head. So you pack your total salary for 1 month. What are you going to eat? I say, I will eat faith. What are you going to eat? The grace of God. It's one of the greatest signs of carnality is investment only in the things of this earth. Daniel was not like that. He was a man that continually invested with God, spending time with God. And I pray for somebody here tonight that God will give you that grace in Jesus' name. I say, God will give you that grace in Jesus' name. The grace to continually and consistently desire to spend quality time with God. Be released to everyone here tonight in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say a better amen. If I were you, I would say a better amen. And of course, number what under the note? Number four is lack of healthy spiritual life always has an adverse effect on man's potential. Lack of a healthy spiritual life always has an adverse effect on man's potential. Every threat to your potential is hereby removed in Jesus' name. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Every threat to your potential is hereby removed today in Jesus' name. Quickly, let's move to lesson number 13. So much for lesson number 12 on spirituality and avoiding carnality. Lesson number 13 is seek wisdom and knowledge always. 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 Daniel was a man of wisdom. He continually was seeking for wisdom. Bible says in Daniel chapter 1 verse 4. Daniel chapter 1 verse 4, that he was a man who was, Bible says, the children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge. So Daniel was a man of wisdom. He was always seeking wisdom. He was always seeking knowledge. Proverbs 10 verse 14. Wise men lay up knowledge. Wise men don't wait until when they need knowledge. They store up knowledge. They store up knowledge. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. A wise man always stores up knowledge. Every man or woman that will be valuable in life must be a person of knowledge and understanding. You can't be a valuable person except you have light. You can't be valuable except you have light. And light is an offshoot of wisdom and knowledge. You must be a man of books. You must be a woman of books. You must be a person who have a passion to acquire knowledge. In 2 Timothy 4 verse 13, Apostle Paul was a man, he forgot some of his books. And he began to ask for them. He said, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, especially my parchment. He went around with a parchment full of books. He was a man. Everywhere he went to, you will see him with books. If he was a lady, he probably kept books every time inside her bag that she was reading. I want to believe Apostle Paul was never on a journey without books to read. A man or woman that will become valuable must continue to acquire knowledge. Knowledge seeking must become very vital for you. Quickly tonight, how to secure knowledge to make you valuable. Number one, study the Bible daily. Study the Bible daily. How to secure knowledge to make you valuable. Study the Bible daily. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. Also, Bible says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction. So the word of God is profitable to teach us everything that we need to know. Also, in 2 Timothy 2 verse 15, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it's important that if you want to have knowledge and become valuable, you must study. Number 2, or B, that is 13b, is study books and materials from proven servants of God for knowledge all the time. Study books all the time. Daniel was a man of books. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, he was a man of, in the first year of the reign, I, Daniel, understood by books. Daniel was a man that carried books everywhere. He said, my understanding is from books. I studied the Bible, I studied books. I studied the Bible, I studied books. I don't have much respect for a person who doesn't study. I don't have much respect for them because the knowledge base will be shallow. The words will not have content. The more you read and study, the more knowledgeable you become. Number 3, how to secure knowledge to make you valuable is be watchful. Everything around you is teaching you something. Everything around you is teaching you something. The birds that are flying is teaching you something. Car, when you see a car that is going on the road and the car stops and they say what is wrong, they say fuel finished. It is teaching you something. It means that if you are going on the journey of life and you are not well, you don't have enough equipment, you are not well equipped, you can't get to your destination. You know the story of the 10 and foolish virgins. When 5 had oil, 5 others did not have oil. And they were now begging from others that had oil. They said, no, we can't give you. Go to them that sell and buy for yourself. Everything is teaching you something. That person that failed in your class is teaching you something. That your parents' marriage that did not work is teaching you something. Everything is teaching you something. So open your eyes and your ears. Everything is showing you something. D is use the night season to seek knowledge. Psalms 19 verse 2. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. Psalms 19 verse 2. So if you really want to be a man or woman of knowledge, use the night season. Don't use the total night to sleep. Learn to study at night. Have the number of chapters you must read before you sleep. Have the number of chapters of book that you must digest before you sleep. Every night is a reading night. Every night is a night. People just watch news. Spend 2.5 hours at night watching news. For what? Spend so much time at night browsing, checking things. That's okay. There's nothing bad in that. But the night season is a time of knowledge acquisition. Someone say knowledge acquisition. It's a time of not, because the weather is cool. The weather is very cool. So when you are reading, you read your you read fast. You get things fast. I have never seen a person who is not a person of the night who is successful. I've never seen it. Show me one person who sleeps all through the night and is a successful person. I've never seen it. It's not possible. Because the night season is the most advantageous period. Nobody can disturb you with calls. You can decide not to pick calls. You can decide to pick. But in the day, if your boss calls you, you must pick. But in the night, it's a time where you are desperate seeking knowledge, because you suffer in an area where you don't have knowledge. Uzziah chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. So any area that you don't have knowledge, you suffer in that area. And my prayer for somebody here tonight is that God is going to help you. I say God is going to help you. That from today, your night season will not be only a sleeping time. It will also be an investment time. I say it will also be an investment time. Can I hear your loudest amen? 13e. If you want to secure knowledge, have a mentor and a coach. A mentor and a coach is a ladder to the future. Many don't have mentors. That's why they don't have anything to show for their life. We are in a proud generation where everybody wants to be the man of himself. Moses mentored Joshua. Paul mentored Timothy. If your desire is to become a great person, you must have a mentor. You must have people that you value in your life, that you look up to. That when they advise you, your advice matters to you. That when they speak to you, their words ask carry value to you. People that if you misbehave, your spouse can go and meet and say, this person misbehaved, please call him to order. If you don't have such people in your life, you have problem. It is impossible to become successful except you have mentors. You have coach. Have you ever seen anybody who becomes a star without a coach? Nobody. A star. But you can see a failure. Yes, you won't have a coach. But if you see somebody who is a star in any field, he must have a coach. Before you can become a junior lecturer, you must have professors that you are passing through them. That's the way life is. Anybody that doesn't want it to go that way, it will be a struggler in life. And I discovered, this is one of my own major secrets. I discovered early in life the importance of mentorship. I discovered this early, and I have hidden my head ever since under this. Abuse my mentor. Say this person is a, it doesn't mean anything to me. The only thing that can happen is that me and you will not have anything to do with each other. But for me to turn my backs on my teachers, never. It is impossible. Jesus will meet it like that. When Jesus returns, he will meet it like that. In their life and in their death, till forever. The love is intense. The followership is unprecedented. You can't break it. Even bomb can't break it. Until you have people that God has placed before you that you can follow, struggle continues. But as for you, you will never be a struggler. 13F. We are talking about seek wisdom and knowledge, and we're talking about how to get knowledge. And 13F is walk in the fear of God. In Proverbs 1 verse 7, Proverbs 1 verse 7, the Bible said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Everyone that wants knowledge must walk in the fear of God. And lately, there's hardly any message I preach. I will not mention this issue of the fear of God. Because this is the cocoa of the matter. If you possess the fear of God, there is no way you will not become a successful person. The fear of God always brings out the best in you. Look at the man called Job. In Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. A man that loved God. He eschewed evil. He was a man that feared God. He hated evil. He feared God. He eschewed evil. And he was the greatest man in the East. He was the greatest man in the East. He was the greatest man in the East. Despite the fact that he did not play games, yet God lifted him. God will lift you today. I say God will lift you today. God will lift your family today. God will lift your business today. God will lift your career today. Friends, fear God. Fear God. Let the fear of God rule your heart. Anything that will make God turn his back on you, turn your back on it. You will see how cheap it will be to be successful. Anything that you know that this thing, God will never be happy with this. This is not God's will for me. Turn your back on it. And then you will see how cheaply you will become successful. And 13G, how to secure knowledge is pray regularly for wisdom and knowledge. James chapter 1 verse 5, Proverbs 2 verse 6, James chapter 1 verse 5. Is any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth unto men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given. If you lack wisdom, what you need is to ask from God. Bible says in Proverbs 2 verse 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. God is the giver of wisdom. Every day of your life, one prayer you must pray for is wisdom. That's a permanent prayer. It's like the prayer of Father, let me please you. You know, you can never stop praying that prayer. It's a permanent prayer. Father, I want to please you today. Help me to please you today. Help me to please you today. That's the same way you pray for wisdom. Any man that will ever walk in wisdom must pray for wisdom daily. You cry for wisdom daily. You pray to God, Father, I need wisdom to become a better student. I need wisdom to become a better wife. I need wisdom to become a better husband. I need wisdom to run this business. I need wisdom for the assignment and the calling you have given unto me. Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. As from today, you will not lack wisdom. Your conduct and your steps shall be steps of wisdom. Every of your behaviors shall be behaviors of wisdom. Everything you do, wisdom shall come out of it. Can I hear your loudest amen? I'd like to hear your loudest amen. And number 13G on how to get knowledge is attend church regularly. Attend church regularly. In Proverbs, in Jeremiah 3:15. I will give unto you pastors after my own heart that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. One of the work of pastors and ministers of God is to feed us. Not to feed us with kunu, or to feed us with semo, but to feed us with the word of God. I myself, I will give you pastors. Their work is to feed you, to show you the way. How many of you were here on Sunday? Were you blessed? Did you get light? So, I will give you pastors after my understanding, and they will feed you with knowledge and understanding. I have noticed, that's my own personal thing, people that don't attend church regularly, they are very dull. The reason why is very simple. There is no knowledge. When knowledge base is shallow, success rate is very poor. When knowledge rate is very shallow, when a man is not acquiring knowledge every day, especially in the house of God, listen to me. We were wired to always attend, that was what the disciples were doing. Every day they gathered together and they were praising God, they were thanking God, they were breaking bread. Every blessed day, they were listening to the word on a daily basis. In Hebrews 10 verse 25, Hebrews 10 verse 25, Bible says, not forsaking the assembly of the brethren, as some others did. We must not forsake the assembly of ourselves if we really want knowledge. As from today, God will give you knowledge. I say, God will give you knowledge. I say, God will give you knowledge. God will give you knowledge. Every time you appear in God's presence, you will acquire new knowledge. Let me tell you this. Anytime you are coming to church, tell God, Father, put a word in your servant's mouth for me. I want to go there to get knowledge. You see, when you come to church, miracles happen, testimonies happen, things happen, you know, people get healed. Those are just offshoots of the word of God and the rising faith. If you have enough faith, anything can happen to you. And that's why when you are coming to the house of God, you say, Father, I need more knowledge. I need more wisdom. And today, God will give unto you more wisdom and knowledge. And lesson number 14. I think we better stop there tonight so that we can have more time to pray. Is persistence and long suffering. Anybody that will be successful in life must be a persistent person. And he must know how to persevere. Daniel was a man of perseverance. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 2 to 3, Daniel fasted for 21 days. He did not eat. He did not wear good clothes for 21 days. Daniel chapter 10, 2 to 3. He was seeking the face of God for 21 solid days on an issue. He persisted. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, tenth day, 15th day, 28th day, 21st day. And do you know what? The answer did not come. The answer did not come. He persisted and persisted and persisted. The answer did not come. And this is request was delayed for 120 days. Someone say 120 days. 120 days until God dispatched Angel Michael to go and release to him what belongs to him. Today, God will release to you what belongs to you. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 to 13, the angel appeared to him and told him, what you have been asking for, God has released it to you. It is the prince of Persia that delayed it. That's why we are here tonight. So that every prince of Persia that has been delaying your success, they will pack up tonight. They will pack up tonight. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? In Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, the Bible says, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart unto understand, and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy word were heard, and I came for thy word. Verse 13, Daniel 10, 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. From the day Daniel was praying, God has already answered him. But there is the prince of Persia, Satan himself, with who chained down the angel from dispatching Daniel's answer. Now, what am I saying tonight? If you are going to be a successful person, you must not give up on God. Maybe there are some things you have been asking for God for long. Father, when are you going to give me this job? Father, when am I going to get pregnant? Father, when am I going to get admission? Father, when am I going to be able to start my own business? Father, when am I going to get healed? Daniel persisted with God. Daniel stayed with God until God gave him what he desired. Friends, God answers prayers. I know he answers prayers. I know he answers prayers. The Lord I serve answers prayers. Only Jesus answers prayers. He answers prayers. I know he answers prayers. I know he answers prayers. The Lord I serve answers prayers. Only Jesus answers prayers. Daniel prayed and the devil withstood and withheld his answers. But he persisted. My counsel to you tonight is no matter how tough it is, no matter how difficult it is in your situation, hold on to God like Daniel. Let the devil withstand your prayers. He cannot withstand it forever. Let the devil try to stop your joy. He cannot stop it forever. Let the devil try to hinder the day of your testimony. It cannot be stopped on a permanent basis. It's just for a while. Somebody say just for a while. The Bible says in Psalms 30 verse 5, say, weeping may endure for a night. He said, but joy comes in the morning. I believe that this season is the season of somebody's joy in the name of Jesus. Maintain your persistence. Your persistence will wear away the devil's resistance. I come again. Maintain your persistence. Your persistence will wear away the devil's resistance. Maybe you are even here tonight, they have even started making fun of you. When is he going to be successful? When is she going to be successful? We can see all church all the time, and we cannot see the fruit of the church. Maintain your persistence. No matter how long you have been delayed, it doesn't matter. No matter who is behind your problem. Maybe it's even the Prince of Persia himself that stands behind your problem. It doesn't matter who is behind your problem. The person that is backing you up is what matters. Let a big man be behind your problem. You have a big God that can silence him. Let a woman, a big woman in the kingdom of darkness, be the one behind your problem. You can silence her because there's a big person who is supporting you. As I round up tonight, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how bad it is, the only place that you must focus on is God. Don't focus on man. Don't focus on anything. Maintain your persistence. Maintain your attitude of persistence. Talk positive. Behave positive. Act positive. Don't get to church and act like you have faith, and you get home and you start weeping and crying and sobbing and say, God, why have you done this for me? I'm just tired of serving you. Can't you see I'm suffering? Don't do that. Maintain your joy. Maintain your happiness. Speak right everywhere you are. Let everybody know that you are going to become very great. Let everybody that cares to listen know that the end point for your life is success. You have seen the lessons of the successful. And the best thing you can do for yourself is to maintain that success. To continue in that path of success. To continue in that path of persistence. One thing the devil wants to do is to make sure that you are tired. To weary you out. To make you say, okay, I'm tired. I give up. Oh, yeah, anywhere there is option, let me go there. But devil will never have that chance in the name of Jesus. I said the devil will never have that chance in Jesus' name. I would rather die with God than to live with men. It is better to flow with God all your life than to take a plan B that can destroy your destiny. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that all these lessons we have learned from the successful, as you begin to walk on them one by one, one after the other, each of them shall turn you into a testimony in the name of Jesus. We have heard the testimonies of Daniel. We have heard the testimonies of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We have heard the testimonies of Ruth. We have heard the testimonies of Abraham. We have heard the testimonies of Moses. It is your own testimony we are going to be hearing from now. It is the testimony of your family we are going to be hearing from now. It is the testimony of your business we are going to be hearing from now. It is the testimony of your success in your school we are going to be hearing from now. It is the testimony of your children we are going to be hearing from now. It is the testimony of your healing we are going to be hearing from now. It is the testimony of your multi-millions we are going to be hearing from now. If you believe it, shout a big amen. And any agent of darkness that says as long as he is living, you will not become successful, that person, the arrow of God strike the person down today. Anybody secretly waging war against you today, God will strike them down in the name of Jesus. I say God will strike them down in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord will locate you and your family. What you need to become successful be released to you tonight. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give Jesus a big clap. It's worthy to be praised.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.